It's episode 216, and we've got plugins for Facebook integration, YouTube video embedding, plugin groups, PDF magazines, custom share buttons, and a great new way to add resumes to your site. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun, filled, exciting episode coming to you direct from Vancouver Island, BC. I am John Overall.
And from the sunny southwest shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And we've got the usual great show for you today, but of course, right off the top, don't forget, you can get the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a few minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time in Stitcher Radio and in the iTunes Store giving us a review.
That's right. Those reviews do help us out, and we do feature them on the show. We'll have a couple of them here to talk about in just a few minutes. But remember, when you do leave a review, if you leave us your URL to your website in the review, we'll not only read it on the show, but we'll also include it in our show notes so you get a backlink. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And of course, don't forget, we are WordPress professionals, make our living with WordPress. I myself help people out by fixing their websites when they break them, or if they're looking to save some time, money, and effort when they're building up their websites, finding that right functionality, I can consult on that job for you and save you some time and money. So if you're looking for that kind of help, emergency or consulting, give me a call, 818-850-7729, or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And once that site is functional, if you're looking for better ways to grow your site traffic, get more conversions, and increase your user engagement, consider joining my program at onlinebizcoach.com. I'm almost done with the entire course system now, but by signing up to the newsletter, you'll be first in line to enjoy the new program when it opens up later in the month. That's onlinebizcoach.com.
And we do have some great podcast reviews this week, so I'll start them all off for you. First off, we've got possibly my most useful podcast. This is by Hooperman13 in the UK. Thanks so much, John and Marcus, for all the work you put into this podcast. There are so many WordPress plugins, it's really difficult keeping up to date. I listen regularly to your podcast whilst driving, and you often suggest plugins for purposes I haven't even considered, but that are just what I need. Your friendly, chatty style not only makes your program a pleasant listen, it also makes it easier for me to remember your great suggestions when the occasion arises. That was a 5-star review. Thanks, Hooperman13.
Thank you very much. And Giacompato gave us a 5-star review with the title, Great Way to Discover New Plugins. This is a great way to get ideas about plugins that are available or save time checking out plugins. Many times they describe something that is available that I couldn't or didn't find or didn't think to look for a solution. Good job covering shortcomings of some plugins and what scenarios the plugins address as well. 5-star review. Thank you very much.
And from amazingalumni.com, site owner Ryan, I have about 20 favorite podcasts that I listen to, but of those 20, I really only have time to listen to 3, maybe 5 a week. I make sure that WordPress Plugins A to Z makes the cut every week. For someone who has recently entered the world of WordPress, I have found you guys and your loyal team of dragons to be a must-listen. Thank you for all the research and work you put into giving your audience an awesome show. If you read this, If you read this, please compare Google WebKite plugin to participants database plugin. You talked about WebKite a few episodes back. Thanks again. This plugin's a little, or this review's a bit old, so we'll have to look that up and try to bring that forward again.
Yeah, WebKite is basically an insertion plugin that takes things from, say, Google Spreadsheets and actually inserts them dynamically into your site. I'm well familiar with WebKite, use it every day, but I will check out Participants Database to see exactly what that does. So thank you very much. I appreciate that, Ryan.
All right. And any other news in the WordPress world this week?
Well, 4.2 is coming out for sure. So that's interesting. I haven't seen just yet a release candidate for it, but I know that the betas have been rolling out, so it should be any time now that we see WordPress 4.2 hit the shelves.
All right. Well, that'll be interesting when it arrives. That's probably about the time I'll finally play with it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess it's time to dive into the meat and potatoes, eh?
That's right.
Off we go. All right, the first one I've got here came about trying to help out a client looking for a way to embed YouTubes easily into their website. And of course, if you go to do that on your website, you'll discover there are dozens of YouTube embedding plugins for WordPress. And that one there is a really tough one to determine which ones are the junk and which ones are the gems. But I think I found a gem here for you. It's called YouTube Advanced by Embed Plus. Now, this is a freemium plugin, but the free version, pretty nice. It works very well for embedding the videos, allows you to embed them in a couple of different ways. One, you can, once it's installed and activated, you can just take that YouTube link and paste it directly into your WordPress website, and presto, the video is there instantly. Works beautiful. The other way you can do it is you can walk through and create a customized short code for it that, customized insert code that would allow you to determine the height, width, and also the player on it. It adds an additional layer on the player that allows you to create chapters. Now, you'll need to get the pro version if you're going to create chapters, but you can also create pop-ups with this, with the pro version, while playing it at certain times. You can create video or text pop-ups, link pop-ups, additional information pop-ups to the video. Works very nicely, very smoothly with the overlaid player on there. So you can get a little bit more out of the YouTube videos that are being placed on your website. Check this one out, the YouTube Advanced by Embed Plus. I gave this one a top 5 dragon rating.
Very good. Very good. Looking forward to checking that one out myself. I have a number of different YouTube videos that that I use regularly on different sites, so I'll give this one a try. So the first one for me today is something that I actually came across for client usage. This one is called Free PDF WordPress Flipbook Plugin, but they really just call it WP PDF. So it does something very well, which is it publishes PDF documents on your WordPress site in sort of a magazine or a flipbook style. So when you embed a PDF into your site, it does direct PDF rendering. There's no conversion. It doesn't convert it into weird images or HTML5 or things like that. It has a cool flipbook effect, and it works on an unlimited number of pages. Now, that's the light version. That's the free version of this. I would rather they include a couple of the pro features within the free version itself, too, like basically navigation controls, multi-zoom, retina support, and short coding for inserting a shelf, which is like a bookshelf, which has all your PDFs, and inserting the actual publications within the post. The premium version also has a year of support and updates in it as well. So all in all, I gave this one a 3 out of 5. One, because they should have included a lot more functions in the free version, and the fact that there's a paid version in there as well, I kind of took out a point as well. So gave this one a 3 out of 5, but it's definitely worth checking out if you want to include some PDF documents within a WordPress installation. I know that a lot of clients that I've worked with out there do this for like stockholder reports or different other kinds of documentation, perhaps even The next plugin I've got is a resume builder. Maybe you wanted to embed your resume within your WordPress site. This one does a really good job of that. So rated it 3 out of 5. It is titled officially in the repository, free PDF WordPress flipbook plugin.
Very nice. I like the idea of it converting the PDFs into a flipbook. That can actually be useful. Especially I have a client that puts out a bi-monthly magazine publication in PDF. This might be something I'm going to give a try to.
Yeah, check it out.
All right, well, the next one I've got here, this one comes about due to spring cleaning time. And everyone likes to get really active at spring cleaning time, and you start cleaning up your websites. Well, I recently did a revamp of my own website at johnoverall.com, realizing I needed to, you know, sort of sweep out some of the dust and dirt and some of those extra 75 plugins I was running and trim it down a bit. But in the process, I also swapped out the theme. Now, sometimes when you swap out a theme, especially if you go from one theme framework to an entirely new theme framework, you'll find that some of your favorite plugins just don't work. And this is what occurred to me. And one of them that was my WordPress, or not my Facebook connection plugin that allowed me to connect to Facebook, bring in Facebook information. So the plugin I've got here for you is called WordPress Facebook. And what it does is it allows you to connect with Facebook and bring in the Facebook comments. And that's what I would really like it on my site, because I'd get those occasionally time to time. And the comment plugin that was integrating with Facebook wasn't working, so I had to find this new one. And in the process of discovering what this one also does, aside from bringing in the Facebook comments onto your website, it allows you to get rid of a couple other plugins, such as the one I was using to create the Facebook box in the sidebar, the like box. It also allows you to create additional boxes like recommendations, activity feeds, FacePile, and more. It's a pretty easy plugin to set up. It's got some really nice customizations. You don't have to go through all the hassles of creating the Facebook app like so many of the other Facebook integration plugins, and works pretty nicely. So check it out, WordPress Facebook. I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very cool. A lot of cool integrations there.
Yeah.
Well, I have been recently trying to put my resume on my website, and I wanted to do it to where it wasn't necessarily publicly accessible, but that it had a good thing that I could send other people to take a look at my resume, just a link. So I found this plugin, which is called Resume Builder, and it's a really easy way to create your resume using kind of predefined fields. It allows you to either turn on or turn off different sections that you want to include within your resume. And it works really nice. It's kind of like almost like a custom post type interface. But the nice thing about Resume Builder is it also has its own resume themes, like little child themes that work within the resume itself. So you can have various kinds of different layouts. You can put in all of your statistics and all of your experience and your work experience and your education and all that. And then try it out with a couple of different themes to make sure that it's presented in the way that you like it. So it's a very handy, very cool, very intuitive resume builder that you can add to your site very quickly and have it fully stylized within those little child themes. Very nice plugin, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Excellent. It's always useful to be able to get your resume out there. I tend to leave mine in LinkedIn, though. Saves me some grief.
Yeah, that's true, but LinkedIn doesn't always give you the ability to directly add links to other articles and things like that within your own site. So I thought this was very handy, very nice as far as the presentation style as well. So not bad.
All right. Now the final one I've got here is custom share buttons with floating sidebar. And again, this in here was along the lines of, if you've ever used a Dig floating sidebar, this is similar to that. It's just a little bit easier to use and a little bit cleaner looking for share buttons to float along the side of your website. It's simple, straightforward, basic setup. It does have a pro version, so you just install, activate this button. It has some nice customizations in the basic. You can customize the logos. logos. If you don't like the default logos that come with it, you can swap them out. You can change up some colors, backgrounds. You can choose social plugins or social programs you want. It comes with the standard set of about six of them. And if you go pro, you can have it fully responsive and a couple other add-ons. But the nice thing I found with it in its free version is that you can disable this floating sidebar for mobile devices and also disable it for the front homepage. If you get the full responsive, you can leave it turned on for mobile. But one of the big things I find annoying is on my phone or tablet, I hit a website and they've got a floating sidebar that just lays right over the content, making it impossible to read. So having the ability to turn it off for the mobile, beautiful thing with this one here. Great little plugin, custom share buttons with floating sidebar. Gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very nice. Well, I'm going to end it off with a bang here. This is something that I've been kind of looking for a long time, and any of you out there that listen to this show probably have a lot of different kinds of plugins installed within your WordPress installation. This is called Plugin Groups, and here's what it does, John. It allows you to organize your plugins in the admin page by grouping them together. Now, we're all used to three different kinds of groups already on our site, which is installed, active, not active,
recently active.
Update available.
Yeah.
Well, imagine if you had a bunch of different plugins on your site that were for social, and maybe a couple that were for forms, and maybe a few for e-commerce. You could actually group all of your plugins under whatever heading you wanted, and then with one click, you can just look at those plugins within your group. So if they're old, ancient plugins, custom plugins, paid plugins, things like that, you can group them all together, and then up at the top where you typically would see that recently activated, update available, all that, all of the groups that you designate will be up there as well. Very handy plugin. It's by my pal David Kramer from South Africa. He's got he's the guy that did the Caldera engine, which is also known as My Shortcodes. Outstanding plugin, very nicely coded. Rated this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
I like the idea. That's can be very useful, especially as time goes on, and I just seem to add more and more plugins to my site until I clean up the mess.
Yeah, and actually, if you're testing a bunch of plugins, you can actually have kind of a purgatory section, in which case, you know, maybe it's a plugin candidate or something to be on your site. You want to have it in a trial run and maybe just keep it in that one group. This is a great way to do it.
It is. All right. Well, in this episode, I covered up the YouTube Advanced plugin, which I gave a 5 to, the WordPress Facebook, which I gave a 4 to, and the custom share buttons with floating sidebar, which I gave a 4 to.
And I did a review on free PDF WordPress Flipbook plugin, also known as WP PDF. Gave that one a 3 out of 5. Resume Builder, gave that one a 4 out of 5. And we just talked about plugin groups, which I gave a perfect 5 out of 5.
And a little commercial for you. If you're tired of the same old stock photography, time for a change. Check out CanadaStockPhoto.com. Featuring great, unique, not found anywhere else, stock photo images, new images being added weekly to the site. And there's even some great ones that are available for free download. All you got to do is follow the link, give us your email address, and you can download any of the free images that are available on the site. Check it out, CanadaStockPhoto.com.
Yes, and if you'd like to get some extra content from me that I don't typically include in my blog, I do have a private newsletter. You can go to marcuscouch.com and sign up to that newsletter. Come and see what I've got going on.
All right, and the usual reminders, please stop in at the iTunes store and give us a review. We would greatly appreciate your time there, and we'll even give you a free link off our website if you tell us what website you're promoting. And if you got a moment, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio. Greatly appreciate that, too.
That's right. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.